Hey everybody, welcome back to Oddvice, a podcast where my best friend Alex and I give you guys advice on absolutely everything. Also, we call it advice because it's not quite advice. Well, it is advice, but like we're not professionals, you know what I mean? Pretty much we're going to be giving you advice on anything from heartbreak to how to land your dream job to how to deal with strict parents, just everything across the board. We just want to be your older sisters. And the following episode that week, we want you guys to tell your stories or ask us any questions that you have regarding that last topic we talked about. So yeah, this is my best friend, Alex.
Hey everybody.
And we've been best friends for
16 years,
2005, and it's 2020.
Yeah.
15 years. We've been best friends for 15 years. And I knew I wanted to start a podcast, and I didn't know what I wanted to start it about, but I knew I wanted to help people. And I asked Alex one day, I was like, what would a good podcast be? Like, what's something you feel like I'm good talking about? Because honestly, I just didn't know.
The first thing I came up with or that popped in my head was advice, because you're obviously the first person I go to.
Yep.
I'm one of the first people you go to.
Yep.
We go through the same things in life, but you and I are we're very different, but we're very similar. So we kind of tackle all of our challenges
with perspectives.
Yeah. Two very different perspectives, but we kind of always want the same end goal. So I feel like we have a good perspective as a whole on things. So we just kind of want to answer questions and help everybody out.
For sure. I feel like maybe we're a little biased here, but we come from such different backgrounds, different childhoods, different views on different things. And I knew I wanted to do an advice podcast, I was like, I can't do this alone. I only have one perspective. And if I actually want to help people, I want to give them as many perspectives as possible. Obviously I can't have a podcast with a million hosts, but I'll give you two hosts with different perspectives and hopefully we can find a happy medium.
And this week we figured it'd be a good idea to talk about our virginity stories.
You're burping. I'm over here literally picking stuff out of my teeth. Guys, we just slammed a good like 16 ounces of hummus.
Oh.
I make homemade hummus so easy. It's the easiest thing.
It was such like a good, it had such a good tang to it.
I did. I put a whole lemon in it.
That's what it was.
I put a whole lemon, garlic, olive oil, paprika, salt, pepper, and chickpeas. And all, I said olive oil already. Oh my God. It's Yum. So good. But yeah, I feel like if you guys can smell the 3 feet of air between us right now,
it's hummusy.
Hummus season. It's pretty bad right now, but God.
But no. You made it.
It's so good. I have a song stuck in my head from, I've probably listened to it about 3 times today. What's it called? Oh, where's my
Purple
phone?
Hat?
Purple Hat. Has anybody heard this? Purple Hat by, what's the name?
Sophie Tucker.
Yes. Purple Hat by Sophie Tucker. Honestly, there's not many lyrics, but it's just such a fucking bop. It's such a good song. It's been stuck in my head. There's also a Dylan Francis remix. I highly suggest you guys listen to it. I feel like we've both been so, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate, like so deprived of like live music.
Yeah.
And like, just like that, just like the energy you get, like festivals and concerts, like we can't experience that right now. So I have probably shortened the life of my car speakers by 3 years by how much I've turned up my bass. Like I'm having concerts in my car at every possibility I can.
Well, in this song, it's, you really can't listen to its full potential unless
you're to that song quiet.
Yeah. You can't, it can't be a background song, but you're not going to be able to experience the song until after all of this is over, because you need to go crazy when you listen to it.
Yes.
And you need to be out with your friends and drinking if you're old enough to drink.
Oh my God. Such a good song. That song. And then there's another one that I sent you recently. Okay. Sorry. Let me pull it up. Guys, I'm telling you, this whole quarantine, every night, it's like a routine. I lay in bed and I just sit there and I just discover new music. And I just like flip through songs, listen to them for a little bit. And like, I've been discovering so much good music. It's getting me through quarantine. But Westworld by Evan Gia. Such a good song. These are all just like fun, like kind of party songs, but
It's what we need to listen to right now.
Ooh, and Cherry Coke Soda by Sam Soto.
That was a good one.
That is such a good song. I discovered all three of those.
And
last
I like
night.
How they're all kind of like from artists that you wouldn't expect.
I haven't heard of any of those names before.
Yeah.
I found those
Sophie
songs.
Tucker, she has, I don't don't know. I'm assuming.
Sophie for a guy name is actually really cool.
Yeah. Could be a group. You never know these days.
Hey, girl names for guys. I think we just found our segue into what we're talking about today. Shit. That's hella funny. Okay. You know what? I'm going to take that as a segue. This is a sign from the universe.
So you're going to say his name.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say his name, but the segue that we're that we're segueing to, the seg that we're weighing to is our virginity stories. I just felt like this is like who doesn't like to reminisce on their, well, maybe honestly, probably some people don't like to reminisce on their virginity stories, but I don't know. I feel like we both have some like really solid virginity stories. And I just figured aside from just nostalgia, a lot, I mean, judging by my Instagram demographics, a lot of you guys are kind of at the age where I'm sure a majority of you are in that, remember that awful age where you were like,
pressure.
I'm the only one that has lost my virginity, or like, oh my God, I'm about to lose it and I'm hella nervous. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not experienced. Like, it's like such an awkward time. And
everyone goes through it.
Everyone goes through it. Whatever the age is, you still go through it, whether you're on the older half of it or whatever. Everybody goes through it. And I just felt like this was a perfect topic, especially for an earlier episode as far as a podcast about advice in general. Like, let's start at the beginning of the timeline of advice that you need throughout your life. Virginity is probably one of the first points that you develop,
and
you
know? It's scary to go through it while you're going through it, but it's so fun to talk about and so happy to talk about.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I know some bad stories too, but
shit.
I know. You have a foot cramp. Sorry guys, we got sidetracked there. She got a foot cramp and we had to pause for a minute. But let's just hop into that. Obviously, I'm not going to say names, but by context of the situation, you can probably tell that the person, or I can still say the guy I lost my virginity to has a girl's name. And that's not a roast. I think it's one of the coolest guy names.
Yeah.
We were talking about this the other day. Like, when we hear this name, we only think of him. And it's a good thing. Like,
yeah. Like, he carries it very well.
Oh my God, he carries that name so well. So, I guess I'll just start then. So it was March 17th, 2012.
Oh, you remember the date.
Well, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, yeah, that's easy to remember.
And it was prom.
True.
So like it's
you are a part of the collective who lost their virginity on prom night.
Oh, this is a thing?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a, you know, you go back with your date and you prom night.
Oh my God, that's so bizarre. Wow. Okay, well, it was prom night and we went back to his house. God, I remember this so well. I'm like, how much detail do I want to give? It was literally like a fairy tale. We were best friends. We had been, were we date? We were, no. We weren't like official yet. I don't think we were. I remember it being like the next day at school, like we didn't want anybody to know, but then like some people knew, like, I think, I don't know. See guys, just know there's going to be a lot of, like, whenever we reminisce on stories in this podcast, Alex is my memory because my brain just, it's like has very little gigabytes. It just like deletes things. I forget things so much. Like I think I need help, but like, yeah. So I don't remember, but, it was prom night. We got back to his house. Everybody's just kind of like partying, whatever. And we went up to his room and
how old were you?
If 2012, I think I would have to be 16.
Was it prom night or ball night?
No, it was prom. It was junior year.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was that dress. I remember it was my sparkly dress.
That was ball.
No, it wasn't. Ball was a black dress.
Okay. Clearly, we neither of us have memories.
Wait, fuck.
I wore
your red sparkly dress. Scala.
Oh, red. Okay.
La Scala
okay.
was the designer.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember that. Fuck. Okay. What the fuck? That was junior year. Right?
Yes, 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 yes.
100%
yes,
yes. Yes. Okay. All right. So we like, I remember like went up to his room and I feel like, God, I guess I don't remember. The next thing I do remember is like, we just kind of like slowly went into it. It was very, very slow and very like he like unzipped my dress and it was very like romantic. And like, I remember like he had like this mirror next to his front door. It had like a dresser underneath. It was like one of those like vanity style dressers. And I remember like looking at our reflection in it and he's like hella tall. So I was probably like what, like 5'3" and he's literally like 6'2", 6'3", like full ass foot taller than me. I remember like looking up at him and then looking over to my right and like seeing our reflection. And then like, obviously it was nighttime. So like the moonlight was coming through the blinds.
Wow. This is out of a movie.
It was literally out of a fucking movie. And like the like horizontal lines of the blinds were like on my cheek and like on my back. And like,
oh my God.
My dress, I'll post it on like our Instagram or our Twitter. My dress was so sparkly and like, it was like glistening in the moonlight.
Did you know at that moment that was the night?
Oh my God. I don't think so.
You didn't.
But I wasn't scared. I really trusted. I mean, you know, we were best friends.
Yeah.
We were the three of us were. We actually all were really close. Like, so I wasn't scared, but I don't know. I don't think I.
You didn't expect
no,
it.
No. Because we didn't like talk about it or anything.
Okay.
Which is another thing. I think a lot of people feel pressured to like, it needs to be this discussion with the person. If that makes you comfortable, do it. But just also, like, I'm also a firm believer in like, go with the flow. Let it come naturally. Exactly. Because if you overthink things, we all know how that goes sometimes. If you overthink things, you're going to get hiccuped and you're going to hesitate. Mm-hmm. Hesitation is not always the best thing, especially when you're driving. Don't hesitate while you're driving.
Yeah, you need to be a confident driver.
Exactly. See, driving and your virginity, very similar. Very similar, guys.
Same age.
Oh my God.
You are getting your driver's license as you're losing your virginity.
That's like, it's one of the questions on the test. Have you lost your virginity? You need a permit to lose your virginity. Oh my God. That could be.
Blowjobs are permits.
Blowjobs are permits. Virginity is license. That makes sense.
100%.
Wow. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So. Oh God. Okay. I just remembered another detail. So we're doing the nasty, and it didn't hurt as much as I thought it would.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear stories that it's going to be this like excruciating like entrance.
Mm-mm. It's definitely hyped up to be a lot more painful than it actually is.
Yes. It's definitely not like, you're not going to like I doubt that there's very little people out there that actually have had an orgasm their first time.
Lucky duck.
No way. I feel like I probably didn't have an orgasm for an organism, an orgasm for like the first year, damn near. But anyway, it didn't hurt like as bad as I thought. So anyway, okay. We're having sex. And my mom calls. My mom called. I looked at like my phone was on its nightstand and I was like, wait, hold on. Like I knew if I didn't answer, she'd be like, what are you doing? It's prom night. You're up to no good. Whatever.
You answered?
I had to.
You answered the phone.
I answered the phone. I swear. I literally had to, Alex. You know my mom.
She would have sent out the cops.
She wouldn't have sent out. See, okay. I don't think she sent out the cops, but I think she.
No, she would have been.
She just. I would have gotten in trouble. I would have got my ass kicked.
Yeah,
I would have literally got my ass kicked. So, I answered, and she was just like, "What are you doing?" That's another like side note here. A lot of stories that I'm going to tell about my mom throughout this podcast, my mom is one of the most intuitive humans on this planet.
You guys. She just knows shit.
She just knows shit. It's fucking crazy. Like I'll be hungry. You know, I'm just living my life here as an adult and I'll be like, I'm hungry. I'll look at my phone and I get a text and she's like, hey, have you eaten today? Like, it's like, my mom's a witch. Anyway. So she just, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. We're just like over back at his house. I almost said his name. So-and-so's house, like just chilling. She's like, right on. Like, did you have fun? I was like, yeah. I was like, okay, we're gonna like, we're just gonna go back outside. Like, I'll call you later. And she's like, all right. She literally went, all right.
Yeah.
Like she knew. That's example one that she, there's a later point where like,
you know, my mom knew when I lost mine.
Oh my God.
We'll get there.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck. Wait, I didn't know that. That's actually really weird. God, our moms, they're literally witches.
Yeah.
What? Hi, sister. Wait, what is it?
Sisters.
Hocus pocus. I said, hi, sisters. That's James Charles.
Wrong podcast.
Wrong sister. But, so yeah, we just, that was, I mean, we finished and it probably was all within what, 7 minutes, if that. Like, your first time having sex is not going to be like this long romantic thing. But, so
it's definitely a rough ride.
Yeah, that I'm still not done. So, okay. So he was a very smart guy and like, he knew the trick to like, make sure that if the condom broke, you like, you don't like put your mouth on it. So you take it off your penis and like, you like blow on it and then like, you like seal it. So it's like a balloon full of like your air. You know what I mean? Like, you don't put your mouth on it. You just like blow like into it.
Yes.
At it.
Yes.
Fill it with air, squeeze it with your fingers. And then if you apply pressure, if there's a hole, it'll start deflating, obviously, like a balloon.
Right.
Ours started deflating.
Oh.
The condom broke. The condom fucking broke.
Your first time.
My first time.
How old do you think the condom was?
That's exactly it, Alex. It was probably a very old condom.
Yeah.
That like he probably he got found it. Like, exactly. It's, yeah, like the ones that they pass out at like fairs.
Right.
It was old. It was probably like fucking flavored or some shit. I don't know.
He was probably in middle school when he got it and it was like in like, his underwear drawer and I got condoms.
Exactly. Like, no, it was for sure. So the condom broke and I was like, fuck. Like, I remember we started freaking out and I think I got Plan B
from Planned Parenthood.
I think I did take Plan B. So yeah, I ended up taking Plan B. Obviously I was fine, whatever. But, the condom didn't just like get a little hole in it. It literally like a puzzle piece of the condom came off, like probably like a quarter inch. I peed it out the next day. Well, it obviously didn't come through like my pee stream, but like it like fell out as I was peeing out of my vagina hole. Is this TMI? And there was literally a piece of latex on my toilet.
Wow. Did you? Okay.
Is this TMI?
Some verbiage I wouldn't necessarily use, but we can still tell the story.
We'll still live to tell the tale. When night goes on, whatever, the next morning, my mom picks me up. I literally got in the car. And like, I was like all like bashful. And she was like, you had sex, didn't you?
No.
And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, let's get you on some birth control. And that was it. She was super supportive about it. Like, she's like, as long as you're going to be safe about it, like, I know you're going to do it. I'm not going to sit here and try to hold you back. Like, I'm very grateful that she was that way. Cause I know not everybody has that, but like, yeah, that was the story. And then I remember as our sex life continued, cause we were together for what? Another
3 years,
three years. But like a few, we obviously lost count, but I remember we like wanted to try and keep count of how many times we had sex. So I think we made it up to like 64 and then we lost count.
Wow. That's committed.
We just thought it'd be cool to like keep count, but yeah, we totally forgot. So yeah, that's my virginity story.
What's yours? Well, I don't have the fairy tale movie scene that you do. I was with my high school boyfriend at the time. We were together for, God, only like 3 or 4 months. I was 15, but we ended up staying together for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
it was
a long time.
It was a long relationship. Yep. We trusted each other. He was my first love.
Yep.
I was his first love. We loved each other. But he just, you know, we were with each other one day. It was after school. We used to walk to his house after school. It was
like right next to the school.
Yeah. He lived like behind the high school.
Yeah.
We used to walk to his house after school and hang out and, you know, watch movies and eat snacks from 7-Eleven. Oh, and yeah. it just happened one day and it wasn't like a big deal.
Cause you guys just probably already knew like, Yeah. Hey, we're going to be together. Like, whatever.
Yeah. And we, it was kind of just like, we knew that was the next step in our relationship and it just kind of happened. And
damn, nothing, I feel hella lame.
No, no, I wish I had that fairy tale story, but you know, it's mine's definitely not remarkable, but that's okay because they're like, we ended up having great sex after that. And
right.
He was the first person who I could, you know, explore things with. Yep. And test things out and try new things and like feel comfortable in saying, do you like this? I yeah. like this. And that's how our relationship turned out to be, even though our first night wasn't a good reflection of that.
Yeah.
That's just how it turned out.
I think that's a perfect example of like we were saying, that crazy pressure of virginity at such a young age and what it looks like in retrospect. It's this crazy thing, but then it's just one time of hundreds of thousands of times that you're going to do it with other people. Like it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
All that matters is you are comfortable. That truly, if yeah. we can just like, that is all that matters. Do not do it if you're not comfortable. It's just, as long as you're comfortable, it's just going to be something you're going to laugh at with your friends later in life. And that's all its purpose is. But like,
I remember it was definitely on a weekday that I, ooh. That I, yeah, crazy.
Shit.
It was like a Tuesday or something.
Whoa.
And we went to school the next day and we were hanging out after school and we had a big quad at our high school and it was after school and everyone had kind of like left and we were hanging out in the quad. I think it was me and like two other of my girlfriends and my boyfriend at the time, mm-hmm. the day after, and his friend was walking on the other side of the quad and my boyfriend at the time, he like stands up and goes, hey, let's say his name's Steve. Hey, Steve, guess what? And Steve goes, hey, did you and Alex have sex?
No, what?
Completely. Luckily, no, like school was enough, like over by the time, like
right.
classes were out. People yep. were going home.
Right.
There weren't a lot of people in the quad. We were just kind of like hanging out. And he yelled it across the quad. He goes, yeah, we did.
So he was a virgin too?
No, he was not a virgin. He had had sex one time before, but it wasn't special to him. And I think that's what was different with us is obviously we're in a relationship and it was something special between us. So he would always say he kind of saw me as his first.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a cute little thing.
That's hella cute. Yeah. What? He was literally like born again. I shouldn't say that. That similar thing kind of happened to us the next day. I don't know if you remember, like the day after prom, we were walking the quad, like from like the freshman corner, like up to like the junior stairs. You remember that?
Yeah.
And or no, he was already there. I was walking up alone. Or no, I might have been walking up with you or like Cassie or something. I don't know. Maybe Carly. I don't know. And everybody started fucking clapping. They literally like,
no,
people knew what happened. And I remember like people like clapping and I was like, I'm fucking mortified. And I literally just like,
what was he doing? Was he just standing there?
He was just, it was kind of like when you're walking down the aisle, as if I say this, like we've both been married, but like in movies when they walk down the aisle and like the groom's just kind of like,
yeah,
looking at you. So like, he was enchantingly, like
he was like bashful. He wasn't like puff chest.
God, okay. No. He was very like bat. Like we were both doing like a bashful face. Like, okay. Fuck. And I just like walked up and like dug my head in his chest and like he hugged me.
That's so cute though.
It was so cute. It was a really cute relationship.
Yeah.
Like that was my first love. You guys were great. We were fucking cute.
Yeah. Looking back on my first, like, I feel like we both had really long first relationships.
We did. First loves.
Yeah. First loves.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And it was like a lot of bad, not, I don't want to say bad things, but you know, you fight with your high school boyfriend or girlfriend. And, but like looking back on it now, I only remember like the good things.
Yeah. That's good. That's, yeah, that's healing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there, right after a breakup, like there's a point where you're like, you only remember the bad things and you kind of like, your heart naturally kind of builds like hate towards them to help you heal in a way. Like, I don't know if anybody else can relate to that, but like, then like, you know, you've healed when you have love and peace towards the situation.
Right.
And obviously after like high school relationships, like you have that hate for like years. You're like, no, I never want to see him at a party ever again. But like, I feel like as you get older, it's like you find that peace a lot quicker because you're like, it's life. It's just life. That's just, everything is just life. Everyone
moves on. Yeah.
That sounds like such a high statement. Everything you go through in life is just life, man.
Life is life. It is what it is.
Another blanket statement among all this is just be safe. Guys, please use condoms, use protection and
use non-expired condoms.
Yes. Oh my God. Trust me. Learn from me. Don't use condoms that you got 6 years prior, but I know a lot of people also don't have like the resource or like, you know, like moms, like we do, or we can like go to them and be like, yo, I need this. But it doesn't mean the alternative is to not have it. You can, you know, a lot of schools have amazing resources where you can even just like anonymously go to the office and ask for stuff, or you can go
Planned Parenthood.
I am an advocate, guys. Like, they help you through so much, but
friends
at the very least, they help you with condoms. But yeah, friends too. Like, also, there's no age to buy condoms, so it might be incredibly awkward. It's like buying your first box of tampons. Like, that was always like the most awkward thing, but it's worth it. That embarrassment, you're the only one feeling it. The store clerk sells condoms probably 40 times a day, and it probably isn't even realizing what they just rung up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
nobody's judging you for being safe. Nobody's gonna, this loser buying condoms, like, no, this freaking winner buying condoms, like, go, good for you. Good on you. So
better to be safe than sorry. So we want to hear your fun and crazy, or like mine, very, you know, an average day losing your virginity story.
Average Tuesday virginity story. No, yeah. Share your stories with us, you guys. And also feel free to share any concerns you have. As you know, this is an open floor for advice, but I stay up really late every night, so I'm also totally willing to just privately answer questions throughout our DMs on Twitter, on Instagram. It's at Advice Podcast on everything. So yeah, hit us up, guys.
Can't wait to hear from you and answer your questions and talk to you. And
I'm so excited. I've always wanted to be an older sister. I've always wanted to do this.
Ooh, you guys can borrow our clothes one day.
Yeah, we just start shipping our clothes to all our listeners. We're like, you want this one this week? Gross. All right, you guys, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.